Although scholars say that bibliographies are not needed except for longer works like theses, many lecturers in the law school will also ask you to include a bibliography at the end of your assignment, so let's now look at how you will compile one. I have added the footnotes from the previous slide at the top so you can spot the differences between footnotes and bibliography more easily. I have highlighted in the elements you need to change in green and the elements you need to remove in red. The first thing to note is that the third footnote, which is a citation of the case Salomon and Salomon, is not included in the bibliography, as a bibliography only includes secondary sources, which are basically books, journal articles, and websites. The second thing to note is that in a bibliography, the names are not listed in the same way. Whilst in a footnote, the first names appear before the surname, in a bibliography, the author's surname comes first, followed by the initials of the first names of the author. So Alan Dignam becomes Dignam A. The bibliography is not arranged in chronological order, like the footnotes, but in alphabetical order by author's surname. So you can see that the order is not quite the same and that the second footnote for the book by Pride, Hughes and Kapoor now comes after the footnote of the journal article written by Lee. Another difference is that the pinpoint, that is to say the page on which a particular quote or paraphrase is taken from, is not included in the bibliography. So in the first reference by Dignam, the quote referred to in the text was on page 96, which appears at the end of a footnote, but this is not included in the bibliography. Only details of a whole book or journal articles are required for a bibliography. For longer work, you may also be asked to have a separate table of cases and table of legislation. Do check with your lecturers to see whether you are required to include them in your assignment.